It's mid-April with mild temperatures and sunshine on the snow-capped peaks above Avalanche Creek. The grasses and shrubs along the valley floor are still golden brown, inching toward green. It won't rain today, but there's a front moving in tomorrow, and it's windy. The variables are coming together for fire.
It's a science. I mean, it's, you know, some people are like, oh, it's not rocket science, but no, it's fire science. You know, it's tough to nail down. You know, it's fire.
Jim Janung is the fuel specialist and burn boss for the White River National Forest. He spends the winter months writing the prescriptions for fires like this one up Avalanche Creek near Carbondale. These fires are planned for the spring, after the snow melts at lower elevations, but before all the vegetation goes green. And a wide range of conditions need to line up just right, especially in places like this, where there are homes just a few miles away.
You know, we can't just go out and start throwing fire around. We need to keep things kind of small.
And at the same time, make sure that the brush is dry enough so the fire actually catches and can do its work. This fire is part of a forest-wide plan to regenerate wildlife habitat each year, with about 6,000 acres of landscape targeted for burning annually. On this April morning, Janung starts with a small test burn to see how the fuels are igniting and if the conditions will cooperate.
We've got a real secure piece of ground here to work with today, this first section of about 80 acres here.
The area is bound by the dirt road on one side and Avalanche Creek on the other. A team of firefighters walk slowly through the brush. They hold small cans with a diesel gasoline mix with a burning wick at the end, pouring flames onto the ground. They start near the road in the creek, which will contain the fire's boundaries. This ecosystem is adapted to and dependent on fire. Janung says the Avalanche Creek Valley would have burned about every 50 to 75 years before people settled near here. Fire suppression and human activity have prevented two or three natural cycles.
And if we can get two or three different age classes in there.
Now, the Gamble Oak and Service Berry are old and tough and decadent. The aging brush will burn, creating space and high-quality soil where younger, nutrient-rich vegetation will take root. This is good news for bighorn sheep, elk, and deer.
So we're trying to just give them back their habitat is what we're doing.
The bighorn sheep herd in this area especially is in need of some help. Kate German is with the Forest Service.
The bighorn sheep, they don't like to travel through really thick brush. So we want to give them an opportunity to do that. Clear some space for them to get through the brush.
The fire creates pathways for them to get water from the creek and to do that through more open areas where they can actually see predators. It has the added benefit of reducing dry brush near homes. In this case, the Swiss village just down the valley.
We're putting a good fire back out on the landscape and we're creating an area that's less susceptible to high risk, extreme type fire behavior that we don't want. This close to town, this close to homes.
For weeks before the burn, Janung closely monitors a wide range of conditions. Moisture levels in the fuels, humidity, precipitation, temperature, cloud cover, and wind speed and direction. Everything looked right for this particular day, but it's really windy as he and about 15 firefighters start a small test burn in Avalanche Creek.
The volatility we have in the atmosphere today is actually good for smoke. It's going to disperse the smoke well. We're not going to have any problems with smoke settling this evening in any of the towns or anything. And that's really a big deal for us, you know.
Those winds did clear the smoke out from the area, but they also limited the scope of this year's burn. The Forest Service covered 90 acres, short of the goal of up to 500. This is the third year that the Forest Service has burned in Avalanche Creek, and Janung says the entire process takes time.
You know, it's generally going to take 2 to 3 treatments on the same piece of ground over a 15-year, 20-year period possibly to get things back to where maybe they should be.
And forest-wide, that will take even longer. About 40,000 acres of habitat have been identified as needing treatment through prescribed burning in the White River National Forest. It's a landscape-wide project made up of a series of postage-stamp-sized individual burns like this one that hopefully will knit together a full mosaic of healthy land. Elizabeth Stewart-Severy, Aspen Public Radio Environment Desk.